Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Any good at Saturday morning? Welcome to Insights into Insurance here on KETE. I'm your host, Aaron Worm, and of course, Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance joins us. And Tommy, a good Saturday morning. Warm weather, but we like it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The farmers have been liking this warm weather. Also, hey, I got to ask you, did you do some sort of twins camp or something like that?
So on Monday, and they hadn't done this for a few years because of a COVID, but each year they invite Twins radio affiliates to send up a few people to a fantasy baseball camp at Target Field. So we got to do some pitching in the bullpen, shake fly balls in the outfield, did some hitting at home plate, met Tony Oliva, Tim Laudner. Yeah, it was a fun event. It's a nice radio perk.
Yeah, that would have been. I saw a picture of you. You're a lefty. I didn't know that. So,
you know, it doesn't matter which way I bat, Tom. It probably would still be the same way, and that's not very good.
Well, I was going to say I could give you a few pointers, but we won't go there right now. Just kidding, Aaron. Today we got a little interesting topic.
Yes, we're going to be talking about small businesses and the employee injury trend when it comes to small business. And I guess, first of all, we need to know, before we talk about small businesses, Tom, what is the definition of a small business?
Yeah, good question, Aaron. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, a small business has no more than 1,500 employees and less than $38.5 million in average annual revenue, depending on your industry. While these numbers seem enormous, it's crucial to note that nearly 90% of small businesses have fewer than 20 employees. So it's a pretty large group, to be honest with you. I mean, all of Albert Lea, I don't think we have anybody with 1,500 plus employees, I don't believe, right now. So,
well, let's talk about what's going on in the small business world. And I'm sure COVID's had an effect on small businesses like everybody else.
It's truly almost chaos right now, Aaron. So the COVID-19 pandemic created a steady stream of challenges for small business owners. Small business owners are focused on maintaining operations as they continue to adapt to repeated disruptions. Right now, we're dealing with labor shortages.
Absolutely.
And we're also dealing with supply chain backups. In many cases, these issues have increased the likelihood of small employees handling multiple roles, okay? So if they were doing one or two things before, they might be doing four or five things. So what that does is it can lead to burnout or injury. And some of the trends that are happening to create this is baby boomers are retiring at record numbers. Okay. Now, these baby boomers might have been going to be retiring also, but the pandemic kind of almost just said, you know what, I can do this. The market was doing really well, and so they could probably say, I can afford to retire now. So that what happened, though, is the young generation that is supposed to come up and fill that gap isn't even close to the amount of retiring people. I'm sorry if you hear some raindrops, but I'm actually driving through a little rain right now. I'm sitting. I'm in my pickup heading up north for fishing opener. If you hear that, I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. Yep.
Basically the baby boomers are retiring. There isn't enough younger workforce to fill vacancies. So what also happens with those baby boomers retiring at record numbers is that leaves a skill set gap, okay? So many employees are getting promotions to jobs that they really aren't prepared for yet, Aaron. And I don't mean that in a negative way for these people that they don't deserve it, but they just don't have the experience because they're being moved up the chain, the ladder, much quicker than they normally would, Aaron.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. And so new hires being put into positions that they aren't ready for obviously can create havoc, chaos, and injuries. Why? Because they aren't receiving the proper training. Okay? It's hard to train when you're already short-staffed. Okay? So that's the tough part. And the people that are supposed to train them or the leadership in that are probably new into their position, which, well, they're trying to learn their position.
Correct,
you know?
Yep.
So the training of those new people is very, very hard to do, to get done. And nowadays we're all doing the same amount of work with less people, kind of like what I was talking about, which leads to, you guessed it, burnout. Okay? I can see, just myself, I can see the stress on local businesses that they are trying to do more with less due to workforce stoppage. I think any one of us can go into a fast food restaurant right now and see, I bet you we all could see the stress on those people's faces just because of the lack of workforce shortage.
Tom Sorensen, Insights into Insurance here on KAINT Radio. And Tom, you did a nice job of kind of telling us what the workforce looks like at this time. Now, the next question is, how does this affect workplace injuries?
Yep. And so back to, remember I was talking about those first-year employees?
Correct.
They represent 38% of all small business claims and 39% of work comp claim costs. So basically, not quite half, and not quite and much over a third, is a injury to the first year person. Okay.
Okay.
So again, lack of training, lack of awareness in the construction industry, So in the restaurant industry, first year employees make up 53% of the industry's claim, okay? And in the construction industry, first-year employees make up 48% of the industry's claims. So, and again, lack of training, and like I said, it's hard to train somebody that, you know, you have a small workforce already. The people above them are forced into a position that they weren't properly prepared for, plus these new people are probably taking on duties that the first year people normally wouldn't take. So needing to hurry deadlines or needing to hurry due to deadlines, the attitude, I gotta hurry, so I am going to take this guard off a machine because I can make it go faster or I can create more, you know. So things like that, you take risks and you're not thinking safety as much. Again, burnout, lack of concentration is also a cause of all these claims. Lack of leadership. Again, I've said it before, due to people retiring and people being promoted too early, the leadership is not where it should be probably before we had all this workforce shortage. So yeah, that's some of the reasons.
No, and all that makes a perfect sense. Again, we're talking about injuries in the workplace with Tom Sorensen here on Insights into Insurance. We got a lot more on this topic after we take a timeout on KAINT.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
And back here on Insights into Insurance on a Saturday morning on KETE. I'm your host, Aaron Worm, and of course, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And our topic this morning is we're talking about injuries in the workplace. And Tom went through a lot of great reasons why those numbers are up. And let's talk more about claims, and let's get more specific, Tom. Talk about exactly what kind of claims and what kind of injuries are being filed in the workplace.
Yeah, so Travelers is a work comp carrier, one of the largest carriers in the nation, and their top five claim types for work comp is 30% are trips and falls, 19% overexertion, lifting incorrectly or often, 11% struck by an object, 8% cuts and punctures, 6% motor vehicle accidents. So people out driving during their work, 6% of them, of the claims are motor vehicle accidents. So the top one was trips and falls. Okay. And Aaron, the top five claims injury types for work comp are 30% strains and sprains. Okay. Kind of goes together, right?
Correct.
16% fractures. 9% cuts and puncture wounds, 7% is contusions, and another and tied for the other that one is 7% for dislocation. So that's kind of interesting information, you know, on what types of work comp claims there are and what are the top five of them in each category. So.
So, Tom, I was going to say, now that we got all the information talking about, you know, what are some of the causes of some of the injuries and what injuries are involved when it comes to a workers' comp cases, now we got to get down to the numbers and tell us on average when it comes to a small business, how many employees, I guess, miss work or number of days because of injuries that happen at work?
That's Yeah, that's the deal is, you know, we're already short of workers, right?
Correct.
So we're putting them through this, you know, these employees through a lot of stress, a lot of, you know, probably overwhelming them, things like that. The average days that a small business employee missed due to injury is 76 days.
Wow.
So not only do they get hurt, but then on the average, they're gone 76 days. So then guess what? That's a whole nother employee that's out. You know, I've got an employee. I got enough employees that we're under 10 employees. Boy, we got one out. We really miss them, you know? And so, and I know I'm not the only ones out there. So that's the tough part through this whole workforce shortage. And listeners, if you're not business owners or anything, God, I wish I could tell you how difficult this time is and for business owners. So sometimes, you know, if you're upset with a business because of lack of getting back to you in a quick time or getting your food to you is faster, please be patient because these are all the things that business owners and that are going through. So I am amazed and respect so many business owners of how they have dealt with this situation.
That number is just astonishing to me, Tom, that the average employee who's out with a workers' comp is gone for, I mean, we're talking 2.5 months.
Right.
That's a long time.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the average. Well, there's a lot of them that are probably gone 6 months to a year or some of them lifetime, I suppose, you know, so.
Well, great information today. Again, talking about injuries in the workplace here on Insights into insurance with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And of course, if you want to get a hold of the A-Team, Tom, what is the best way to get a hold of you and your agents?
Call us at 507-377-2000. They can email me any questions or anything they would want, insights@americanainsurance.com. And they can go to our website at americainsurance.com.
Good luck with the fishing this weekend. I wish you the best.
I'll probably drown some worms, as your counterpart Mike Whitehead would always tell me. So.
Well, I wish you better luck than that. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Insights into Insurance. I'm your host, Aaron Warham, and again, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.